Israel has destroyed many homes belonging to Palestinians in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, apparently for not having the right construction permits. Now they have extended this excuse to the mosques. Israeli police forces invaded a Bedouin Palestinian mosque in the Arab town of Rahat in the Negev Desert, forced the praying locals out, and razed the building to the ground.
Today, a tree fell in Al-Aqsa Mosque. We don't know what else is going to fall tomorrow. Al-Aqsa Mosque is in real danger, and we hold Israel responsible for any results of the construction.
Israeli authorities claimed a local court had ordered the mosque's razing as it was built without a permit. Muslim residents say the mosque was built illegally as the Israeli authorities would take too long to grant approval. In early October, Israeli settlers vandalized a mosque in Beit Fajr near Beit Lahem in the occupied West Bank. They burned copies of the Holy Quran and sprayed insulting graffiti on the building's walls. Israeli investigations of such mosque attacks in the past have failed to produce results.
This is an Israeli well-organized plan to create difficulties and unbearing living conditions among the Palestinians. Palestinians inside the 1948 and 1967 borders have the right to live, and Israel should stop implementing these policies.
And Israeli diggings underneath the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem caused a large tree to fall in the holy Muslim site.
Israeli community is shifting towards extremism, not only against Islam, but also against Christian holy sites. During Ramadan, a mosque in the city of Silwan was attacked, and now the mosque demolition in Rahat.
Over the decades, Israelis have executed countless attacks against Islam's third holiest site and carried out excavations beneath the compound. Muslims say the work could damage the mosque's foundations. Due to the municipality of Jerusalem ordering a series of rulings to destroy more mosques, Palestinians say that they must form a committee against Israeli construction in order to prevent their places of worship from being harmed. Rana Kamal, Press TV, Ramallah.